Welcome back to The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. Make sure you check us out over at priceofbusiness.com. While you're there, go ahead and like that Facebook page, and also remember to follow us on Twitter. All right, we got great guests here for you. You know, I'm very interested in what's going on in the business front all over the country, but of course, right here close to home as well. So I love to talk to the folks over there at Commercial Tax Network. And I've got both Adam Cedars here and as well Terry English, and they brought a special guest. And I just want to welcome both of you guys. I'm going to go ahead and ask Adam to introduce your guest today.
Good afternoon. I've got John Ridgway. He's with Celtic Realty Advisors. He's the president of the company. They opened up in 2009. How are you, John?
Fantastic.
Thanks for coming.
Good to have you. And Terry, good to see you. Kind of give us a 411, if you will. Give us that basic overview of what commercial tax is all about.
We're a property tax reduction company where we go in and fight the appraisal districts and get the value down, and by taking in information that supports a lower value.
Awesome. Hey, real quickly, and by the way, just for disclaimer's sake, I'm a client of you guys and love the work you do.
Thank you for being a client.
You bet. I appreciate it. Let me ask you real quick, welcome to the program, John. Kind of give us, you know, your elevator speech of what your company is all about, what your activities are all about, because my understanding is you have a pretty big footprint in the commercial real estate industry here in our great city.
Well, I am a real estate investor as well as the president of Celtic Realty Advisors, which is a property management firm, full-service property management firm focusing on multifamily apartment management. And we look for undervalued apartment properties that we can purchase below market, rehab, reposition the property, which is usually by increasing the occupancy and creating value for our partners.
Okay. Terry, did you have a question for our guest, or Adam? What do you guys?
Yeah, John, what does Celtic Realty Advisors do that other companies aren't doing?
Well, I think that being an investor myself is the owner mentality. I am on our properties constantly, rarely in the office, out on the properties. And so we have an oversight that I think other companies do not.
Wow, definitely. Yeah.
Let me ask you what you've seen in the last 2 years. Obviously, things have changed dramatically, you know, in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what it's like in the front lines of your business these days.
Well, it has been an interesting last couple of years. As we were talking before the show started, what we thought on an acquisition at $19,000 per unit two and a half years ago, you know, prices have dropped since then. We continue to find better values in the market and better opportunities.
Very good. You got a question there, Terry?
Yeah, on those values that you have, I understand that the appraisal district did not just go in there and drop the values to the sale prices, and which is causing some, you know, a little bit of a pain.
Absolutely. As we went through the tax appeal process, as we received our valuations and filed our appeals, what we found, we bought two properties in the fourth quarter of 2010, and these were both arm's length third party transactions, and the appraisal district would not recognize the sale price of the property as the market value.
You know, one of the things that people talked about big time right after the bailouts, you know, the home mortgage bailouts and the debacle of a couple of years ago, is that right around the corner we're going to see something like this in the commercial arena. We haven't seen that yet. We haven't seen that kind of nightmare scenario. Mm-hmm. Kind of give us an insight on what it really is like and what your expectations are.
Well, there are properties that are being foreclosed on, and there are those you know, those scenarios do exist in the commercial real estate, not nearly to the extent that they do in single-family homes. You know, we hear a lot of talk on Capitol Hill about doing away with Fannie or Freddie, and the reality is that on the multifamily side of Fannie and Freddie has actually been profitable for them. Mm. Delinquencies are less than 1%, and they actually bring a profit to the bottom line of those organizations. So if the legislature or if Congress decides to move a different direction with Fannie or Freddie, I think it's important that that they carve out a multifamily piece, because that's an integral part of our business in providing housing.
Talking to the folks over there at Commercial Tax with their guest, John Ridgway. Great stuff. What do you got now, Adam? And another question for us?
Yes, I was reading my latest issue of the Texas Apartment Magazine. I noticed you're part of that committee as well. I just wanted to know how that influences what you do on a daily basis and how they've helped you and that organization altogether.
Well, I am currently on the executive committee of the Texas Apartment Association. And, you know, the value to me as a property owner as well as a property manager is that they keep me abreast of the laws on what's going on. They protect us legislatively, and they provide education opportunities for my employees. In addition, the TAA, the lease forms that they provide are the best in the country.
Terry, you got another question for our guests?
Yeah, since the appraisal district didn't reduce your values down to the sale price, I guess the next level is litigation, taking them to court and getting the values down to where they should be. And that's certainly one of the services we provide for our clients, that if they are unsatisfied with the final values that the districts are coming up with, that it takes a lawsuit to file on. And we certainly do that and have done that and been very successful. We're at 98% success rate on getting lawsuits down.
Want to comment on that, John?
Yes, I will say that this is the first year that we will actually file a lawsuit on, we'll be filing a lawsuit on three of our properties. We were satisfied with the progress that was made on the fourth one. But the appraisal district is really holding a hard line. And in a lot of cases, I don't believe they're looking at the market realities.
Yeah. All right. I do want to mention Commercial Tax Network. You can learn more about them at commercialtax.com. That's 281-897-1119. 281-897-1119. John, how do we learn more about you?
Well, probably the best way is just to call me. My number is 832-573-6815 or email me. That's John, J-O-H-N, at CRATX.net.
All right, 832-573-6815. That email one more time.
John, J-O-H-N, at CRATX.net.
Great content. I appreciate you guys helping us out, kind of getting an idea of what's going out there in our business community. I appreciate it very much. I'm Kevin Price. You are listening to The Price of Business on News Talk, 1070 AM, KNTH.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man.